code GURU957 and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM in HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
The world would be my lab. Jackson stinks.
Hey, Spadoni, shut up.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, I don't know if you have Lizardo in your fantasy league, but he scored 2 touchdowns if you have Lizardo. Jesus Lizardo.
Spadoni tried to... Oh, man, I just took it out on him.
John Salad. By the way, at 1 o'clock, we're going to hear from Antonio Pierce.
Yeah. What about our recap of the debate?
What about it?
And the Tyreek Hill video.
Not for air.
That'll get us fired. See, I don't, yeah. People are fighting on the internet, Stoney, about both of those subjects.
I hate
to
be
out of it.
Not to be a part of it.
They're fighting!
What about @Steinmetz Sports?
What about
on Twitter? That could be your new handle. Get in the game. How do you have a radio show but no Twitter? The double stick, the things that you get away with, bud.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's a mandate.
From whom?
Radio 101. You're hurting the show not being on
there.
He's on
Threads, Goo. Don't worry.
He's on what?
No, I'm not.
Threads? What is that?
Seriously, you want me to go back on Twitter?
No, seriously, I do. It's hurting the show.
Pay me.
All right,
I'm
how much you want?
Now. Pay me.
I got a couple dollars.
All right. Hey, we got a new segment.
Yeah!
We got a new segment.
Let's go!
We're going to focus on Brock Purdy. And it's called the Purdy Prognosis. Let's hear it.
We've had 2 nights to sleep on Brock's performance.
Here's Purdy, takes off and goes head first for 10. Leading by 6. Purdy protected, floats it for Kittle. Kittle with a catch in out across the 35. Play action, Purdy. Use check. The catch, first and goal.
Now it's time for Steiny and Guru to break the huddle and deliver their Purdy prognosis.
All right, I like it.
That was dope.
I like it.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm going to channel my inner monkeys. You hear the monkeys? I'm going to tell you something about Brock Purdy. I'm a believer. Mm-hmm. Remember? And I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. You never heard that song?
No, I'm thinking of the TV show. Hey, hey, it's the Monkees.
Same thing.
Yeah.
They were a real band.
Back to Brock.
Yeah, thank you.
So Brock Purdy, Goo, no touchdowns.
All right.
No interceptions. 19 for 29, 231 yards. And my question to you is, was he good enough?
Oh, man.
Is that good enough?
I mean, to answer your question, yes. It's more than good enough. And just like Flea, who called earlier and talked about his accolades early on in his career, Stoddy, my man looks downfield. 6 different receivers caught passes. 4 different receivers caught passes for over 20 yards. That is the one facet to Brock Purdy's game. I don't think he gets enough love for us, Stoddy. He is not a dink and dunk dude. And on display Monday Night Football, we saw Jennings, Debo, Juszczyk for 34 yards. My man George Kittle for 25. He's looking downfield, and when you do that, good things happen. And you look at the stat line, 19 to 29, 231, didn't put the ball in harm's way. I'll take it all day long.
You know who he is? You know who Brock Purdy
give
is?
Give it to me.
He's John Stockton. He's a pass-first point guard. That's who he is.
I'm not mad at that. Is it too soon?
He's a pass-first point guard. He spreads the ball around. He gets everybody involved. And if that's going well, then that's just the way he plays, like he did on Monday night. But, like a great point guard, sometimes you need to score a little bit more than you normally do. Sometimes you need to make some plays when other guys aren't making plays. He didn't have to do that on Monday. It was one of those games where Karl Malone had 32 and
Hornacek.
Brian Russell had 21 and Hornacek had 18. And then Stockton just 12 and 12. But if he needs to make plays, that's when he's going to have to obviously make plays when things aren't going as perfectly as they were on Monday night.
Wow.
But I am getting to the point where...
Go ahead.
I mean, what more do you want him to do? I mean, what more? He almost can't do more because Kyle Shanahan won't allow him to do more unless they're in a position where Kyle says, well, now he needs to do more. But I really think that that win over the Jets, and I get it's the Jets, and maybe they're not that good,
right?
All that kind of stuff. That was Kyle Shanahan's template for a victory. 37 rushes. About 19 for 29,
yeah.
No mistakes, not one single solitary mistake, no turnovers, put the ball on the money, and I think Kyle Shanahan would take that kind of win every day till Sunday. I just do.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong. I'll tell you if I disagree with you, but also before the season started, I've been like a broken record telling you Brock doesn't get enough love for using his legs. And the O-line was so dominant, Steiny, Monday, he didn't have to. He had one rush for 11 yards, but the fact that he can get everybody involved, you know, on big downs, third downs, I'm just like, man, I don't see this going away. I don't think this is, shout out Vegas, I don't think this is a mirage. I think this is the real Brock Purdy. And what did we say, Steiny? In a contract year, one down, 16 to go as far as the regular season. But if what I came in with this morning, what I woke up with is you telling me you wanted to see him without maybe some weapons, and this is what you get, 32 points on the board without Christian McCaffrey. And, you know, we'll get – I don't think McCaffrey's playing this Sunday, right? But with that said, you still watch him grow, and you're like, okay, he's without Hornacek. He's without Russell, and he's still getting it done, man.
Yeah, I mean
– he beat Aaron Rodgers, and I know Aaron Rodgers hadn't played in 22 months coming off injury. But you're right. I hyped the Jets just like a lot of people, but they were not, like Rob said from San Bruno, a playoff team. But I don't give a damn, Steiny. If you would have told me McCaffrey wasn't playing a week before this game, I would have probably gave the advantage to the Jets because I was so drunk on what they were supposed to be.
Well, when I talked about Purdy playing without a weapon or without weapons, obviously McCaffrey's a weapon.
Whoa.
But I had no idea that the guy who would step into his place was almost every bit the weapon that McCaffrey was. So... to me, Jordan Mason filled in to the extent that he was a weapon, obviously, back there. Now, what's going to happen when the 49ers can't run the ball like they ran it against the Jets?
Well, it's going to happen.
That's what we're going to have to see. But I don't see Brock Purdy losing you many football games. I really don't. 888-957-9570. It is the... Purdy prognosis. Here's the thing, though, and I don't know how this is going to factor into it or not, but the stats, and I get it, they're just stats, but the stats are just ho-hum. If he has 8-10 games like this, his numbers aren't going to be off the charts.
But that's not what it's about,
well,
right?
Well, I get it, but...
that's fantasy football.
Okay.
Okay, this is real life.
Okay, so even if he doesn't put up big numbers, you're going to have to live with still paying him as high as any quarterback gets paid, even though the numbers won't be as good.
And I'm asking you, and I mean this, Donnie, shouldn't that be what it's predicated on? Shouldn't that be in the world of what you hate, but the highlights and the things you say I fall in love with, the flash and the sizzle and pizzazz? It's about his win-loss record.
Well,
then you could say, well, Jimmy should have got...
thank you. Thank you.
But this is different.
Why?
Because the eye test is telling you Brock is throwing the ball down the field.
I agree.
He is not a statue.
I agree.
And they still won with Jimmy. Then he's your guy, you hope, for the next century.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. Because Garoppolo got paid because he won, and Purdy will eventually get paid because he wins. I'm just saying that I think there's a chance. And
the lack of numbers could hurt him at the contract negotiation.
I don't know if it'll hurt him
another day, but you got me thinking, like, that should not be a prerequisite. I mean, it's something you look at, but if you're watching Brock play, who just took you to the Super Bowl and NFC Championship game, Steiny, I don't know what else is on the bone. And I know it's 1 week, but we get four more weeks of this with no McCaffrey. I think you could almost give him that blank check.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I'm just saying that if Purdy gets broken off a monster number, he's going to probably get broken off a monster number, and his numbers won't look like the big boy type of numbers of the throwing type quarterbacks. Now, it shouldn't matter, but he's still going to hear about it, I guarantee you. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis is in San Francisco. What's going on, Dennis? How you doing, man?
Good morning, guys. Great show. Beginning of football season is great.
Yes, sir.
But yeah. Game one, it's, we only have one game, but we got to stay healthy. And you know, the reason why we are not healthy right now with no Christian McCaffrey is because the way Kyle Shanahan thinks and coaches. He doesn't have any faith in his backup running backs. He had no. Where was his faith last year in Mason? All last season, my sons and I were watching the football games going, why doesn't he give McCaffrey a break? Why doesn't he play Mason? It was McCaffrey right, McCaffrey left, McCaffrey up the middle. You know what I mean? And now here we are because of Kyle Shanahan, his practices. He's a great coach, but you say he doesn't coach scared, Steiny. How do you say that? He doesn't have any faith in his backup players. He didn't have any faith in him last year, and now we got McCaffrey hurt, and he'll get mark my words, Debo will be the next guy to go down. The way he uses him is not smart. He's not coaching smart. We need Debo to catch short passes, not to be put behind the line of scrimmage like a halfback. He's a wide receiver. He's not a halfback, and even Trey Lance wasn't a fullback. But that's what he tried to make him, you know. And this is Shanahan. Shanahan's a great coach, but he doesn't. He's also a victim of his own self. You know what I mean? He I don't like the way he does these things. You know what I mean? It makes no sense to me. You know, when you have players that are important to you, you want them to be available. Debo's not going to be available. He's susceptible to injury himself. How's he going to be available when he's going to get hurt playing a running back? That's just the way I feel about it with him. He's a great coach, but he drives me nuts on occasion, you know?
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate it.
You know, yeah.
To me,
that was the love and hate right there. Well, in one call, just or love and disappointment.
I mean, when I say he doesn't coach scared, I meant that he doesn't care about running a guy 30 times if that's the recipe he thinks. Yeah. He thinks that will bear fruit for him. It has. I didn't mean it in the context of aggressive or not aggressive play calling. But here's the way I look at Shanahan and that. Like, I really believe Shanahan, for the most part, coaches to win every game. And he is not overly concerned about workload because I think it's got a lot to do with his dad, and that's just the way he views football and football players. You play them, and if they get hurt, then the next guy's got to step up. I think it's similar to Steve Kerr with the young players. For 10 years, we've heard about, Steve Kerr doesn't like to play young players. He prefers veterans. Like, that's a fact, I think, at this point, after we've watched Kerr coach for 10 years. He's going to lean to the veterans. And I think Kyle Shanahan, in much the same way, and I get it, you can criticize him for it, but I think Shanahan, in much the same way, coaches, like, he's incapable of going into a game saying, you know what, okay, we got Minnesota this weekend. We're better than them. We should be able to beat them by a couple scores. So I'm going to head into this game thinking about getting some players some rest or limiting their touch. Like, I just don't think that's what he does.
Yeah.
I think he's saying, you know, I'm going to develop a game plan to try to beat the Minnesota Vikings as badly as we can. And then if we get up three scores and it's a fourth quarter, I'll take guys out.
Well, it's kind of funny because you asked the great Lo'Neal, we had him on last Friday, about, you know, pre-McCaffrey's, Donnie, when he had a stable of backs. And you talked about the Niner offensive system. Is it more inclined to get a running back hurt because it's so physical and they run so hard? But you look at Mostert, you look at Breida, you look at Elijah Mitchell, all those guys cannot avoid injury. So I don't know if it's the scheme, but when you brought that up, I kind of snickered at it like, yeah, come on, it's football. But we can't ignore the right on the table brought to you by ATCO, the fact that 49er running backs get injured, even when it's by committee.
And that's maybe why they have a committee, because he thinks it's important to have a few guys who can run hard.
Now, I'll say this to you, partner, to the caller's last point, because he made some great points and let us know how he feels. Steiny, if I'm up 27-10 or 27-13, maybe early fourth, that's, and you see it throughout the league. Now, everybody's not McCaffrey. You spell your number one back sometimes. Like, yeah, you know what? We'll run the ball, punt it. But a lot of times in the Pittsburgh game, game one last year, we brought this up. That was well in hand, and we saw McCaffrey out there. And I know he wants to be, but you've heard the old adage, save the player from himself. Hey, Steiny, take a play. It's all good. We got this. But you're right. He doesn't do that.
Let's go to Matt in Seattle. What's up, Matt? How you doing, man? You want to talk about Brock Purdy?
I'm feeling great, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You know, it hit me on Monday when I was watching the Manning cast, and I think Brock Purdy had a play where he had a naked bootleg, and then it was just him and the defender, and Peyton Manning broke it down where usually quarterbacks would take a step into the defender, but he took a step back, and he was so impressed by him doing that and just took like a 5-yard reception. But at that moment, that's when I told myself, I'm a believer. I'm a believer in Brock Purdy.
Man.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Matt.
Yeah.
In Seattle.
He uses his feet well.
Maybe one of the reasons that Kyle Shanahan is a great play caller is because he gets the ball to his best players more than any other coach can get the ball to his best players.
And when you say best, I'm not going to tell you, and this is no shade at Juwan Jennings or Juszczyk, but you look at the log, just, you know, the longest play went to Kyle Juszczyk, and that was by design. Kyle did his part in catching the ball. You look at Juwan Jennings, he had a long one for 22, and nobody's going to sit here right now and call 95-7 the game and say Jordan Mason is better than Christian McCaffrey. But Steiny, he toted the rock 28 times for 147.
Okay.
So a lot of it to me is system now. And I think we're starting to see that. And then we could revisit history and look at the Jimmy Garoppolo team in 19 offensively, who went to the Super Bowl with Emmanuel Sanders. You know, obviously with Kittle, but a whole different stable of running backs. And that's why on this day, it dawned on me, and Monday night, especially being in the house, the brilliance of one scheming and game calling of Kyle Shanahan. He's clowning right now. He will never say it. But, like, Stanley, I do wonder if Mason went down in the next backed up Garindo, what would he do? Would he average 4 yards a pop? I don't know, but I wouldn't call you crazy if somebody said that.
Why wouldn't he?
Wow.
I mean, Shanahan's proven he can run the football with anybody. So I would expect any running back to be successful for the Niners.
Man.
Adrian is in Hayward. Hey, Adrian, what's going on, man?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Hey.
Yeah, that was a good win on Monday. Kind of remind me a lot of 2018 to 2022 Niners with Jimmy Garoppolo. Aside from all the positives, I still see some negatives. That being the quarterback. And I know you guys are all in for Brock and love the guy, but is this really the guy you want for the next 5 to 10 years leading your team after what happened in the Super Bowl where he was pretty bad on those third downs with the pressure on him? That's all I got to say, guys.
Thanks. I mean, who else do you want? I mean, is Burrow available?
Yeah, and I don't know.
Mahomes available?
Yeah, no. Speaking of which, I can't stand Burrow's new hair, but...
What's it look like?
It's blonde. Like Kuminga's got blonde. What are we doing? Blonde? No, it's blonde. He dyed it blonde.
Blonde.
Yeah. You hadn't seen it?
I haven't, no.
Yeah. Like Rodman blonde, that type, yeah.
And you have a problem with that?
I just...
What?
Let's go natural.
Pretty judgmental.
I'm the type of guy that, you know, I don't like bringing attention to oneself. And Kuminga's... Now, why would you laugh? Oh, what is that? That scares me. One more time, Evan. There's blockage. What is that? Oh, my goodness. Go ahead, Stoney.
Well, I'm still getting over. You don't like to bring attention to yourself.
No, I'm being...
Hey, you lead the league in that.
Slap me for what I'm doing.
Hey, Evan, how about you at
you lead the league.
At the tailgate on Friday? I don't know if you've noticed this about him.
What tailgate Friday?
He's got a Monday. Yeah. Tailgate Monday at the 49ers. Now Guru's got a great deep voice, but do you notice when we're in a crowd, he talks even louder because he's just begging for somebody to recognize his voice.
I need you here, Evan.
The funny thing that I did notice is however you perceive Guru when he's around the crowd and in public, sure, and all the rest, that's your prerogative. But what I do notice is that you are the exact opposite, which is you find the furthest corner from traffic or any group of people, and you just kind of linger.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like to observe.
It's like you're a spying.
I've just talked for 4 hours nonstop. I'd like to keep my mouth shut,
dude,
for an hour or so after the show.
But it comes with the territory. You do have a duty to mingle.
I have no duty.
Yeah,
no, I don't.
People come up. They were, hey, Stoney and Goose. Stoney, you didn't see all that?
I said, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Now, Evan, one thing you were about to say that I was going to get mad at you about is, I tried to teach this to my kids, all three of them, and I mean this. Be consistent. Don't be phony and change around different people.
You mean
be
who change you your are mind after to, you
no,
see
be
something
who
different?
You are personality-wise. Be the same. Well, and I think I would want one of you guys to speak at my funeral and say, you know what? He had a lot of flaws. Wasn't that great with bread, but he was always consistent. And I think that's who I am with my imperfections.
We're here today.
I met the criteria.
We're gathered
to be selected,
today.
But I wasn't.
To honor Darryl the Guru Johnson. Now, we know he's a man with many flaws. He had many flaws. He was a bad gambler.
Hey, quietly.
His neighbor. You are consistently inconsistent. How about that?
Now, that I didn't like. No, I'm consistent at being consistent of I'm going to be smiling and happy. You'll never know what I'm going through.
Sometimes when I hear you on the phone during break, you don't sound happy.
Well, that's different. That's behind the scenes. Oh, boy.
All right.
What about that caller going in on Brock? That was heavy. Like it was his fault that they lost the Super
Bowl. That's a hater. That's a hater.
There you go.
I mean, okay. I don't know what to say to that. All right. We got Ross Tucker coming up
I'm looking
at
forward to
11:45.
This.
11:45. Yeah. So I see Rick and Mark on hold. I'll get to you before Ross Tucker. But he's one of our favorites. And I think I don't think there's any doubt he's Philmo Mike's favorite guest, Ross Tucker. Ross Tucker, he's coming up at 11:45. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Out of touch. This is a banger. Have you ever heard of Muttley? It's a cartoon character.
Yeah.
Back to Steiny and Guru.
Oh.
95.7 The Game.
Oh, let me turn that down. Oh, I was listening to Muttley on YouTube. It does sound like the laugh you had that one day.
Man.
A couple days ago, which was a...
Sound like wheezing.
Kind of a... You know, we all have our moments.
What are you going to ask Ross? Well, man, you can't even reenact that one. You do.
I know. 408, dang. I can't imagine how that caller would have felt after a loss.
Man.
Holy cow, Mr. Negative Nancy.
Yeah.
I agree. It's a complete victory over the Jets. What more do you want? This team's loaded. You don't even need McCaffrey.
That's what's crazy. Well, we're not saying that. They just need him. But
I just did.
Oh, how about this? Yeah, looks that way after 1 week.
Yep.
Yeah.
I want to hear a little bit more from Dr. Feely on Christian McCaffrey's injury and maybe get a sense of what the 49ers are thinking in terms of using him either next week or shortly after. Take a listen to Dr. Feely, who was on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday.
So the problem with any of the tendinopathies in the lower extremity, whether it's your quad tendonitis, patellar tendonitis, or Achilles tendonitis, is once it's there, it tends to just kind of linger, often up to 1 to 2 years. The reality is it does not seem to increase your risk of a traumatic injury. So it doesn't seem to increase the risk of getting an Achilles tendon rupture, which is really what you want to avoid. But it does make it annoying to play on. You cannot plant and push off quite as hard. You don't have quite the amount of explosive ability. Problem is there isn't a magic cure for it. It's not like you wear special shoes. There's no special injection. You essentially just have to do the stretching, the conditioning, and work your way through it. And if he's not feeling perfect, you hold him out.
God, I hate to do this.
Because, I want to know what you would do if you were Kyle.
I'd run him 30 times against Minnesota.
No, you would. Yeah, you'd be fired.
I don't know what I would do.
Like, what's scary from outside of Joe Burrow, who's the only one that's defeated the calf monster? Remember, he had that issue early on last year, and I was like, oh, boy. He got past it. There was some rust, but, Steiny, I don't know if rest can help it.
Well, he just said that that's what helps.
All right.
Feely on... How should the 49ers handle McCaffrey's workload moving forward? This is Dr. Feely.
I think when you look at his usage rate last year, he was 18 to 22 touches a game, maybe up to 25. 28 carries for Jordan Mason was the most a Kyle Shanahan player has ever had in a game. So ideally, you have him in the 15 to 20, and I think that's totally reasonable. I think the other nice thing is as soon as you put him out there, even if he's not the first, second, or third option, he's a decoy because he's so good. So I think once he gets out there, he will play. I think the athletic training staff and the medical staff is doing everything right. You take it slow with him now, especially if you're going to win a couple games with his backup. It's a long season. Hopefully is another season that goes well into February. You want him fresh and you want him feeling as good as possible. And we know all these players don't feel 100% by the end of the year. So you want to conserve him as much as possible for the second half of the year and into the playoffs.
Hey, Feely, you coaching?
Well, I give you one.
Feely coaching?
But if I could be the monster of worry, let me get it off
sure,
right here.
Go ahead.
What's concerning for me, Matt, is he's been resting since January, or it's been resting. The tendons, the Achilles, the calf. So for it still not to be functional by now, that's when I hear 1 to 2 years. I'm like, okay, I hear what you're saying, Matt Steiny. You said, hey, just rest. But how much more rest if he's had this? That's what concerns me. Now, if this were week 3 and he got tackled after 2 games of 25 touches, I'm like, okay. But, Steiny, he relatively has been on the shelf. If you let me just be the worry monster, that's what's concerning. And that's why I kept throwing you and Evan, telling you guys, hey, how is this an issue? And he's pretty much just been chill. He got married. You know, he's been chilling.
Well, he limped up the aisle.
Did you see that?
No, I don't know if you're running material.
I thought I saw something buckle.
Oh, look at you. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, in fairness, he had practiced before August 1st.
Okay. Hong Ki Joseph on the YouTube chat says, guys work out year-round, Goo. All right.
Yeah, but you're
inflammation
right.
Inflammation guru pops up when you least expect it. Okay,
are
hey.
You reading something?
Yeah, or? These are the guys coming out of D-Lew on the chat. All the wannabe doctors.
I think there's two different things in terms of how Kyle uses guys. And this is the one, this is from the 307, and I kind of agree with this. Come on, guys. All these people whining about not playing Debo, etc., this is their job. Go ask any one of these guys if they want to be pulled back, especially if their touches drive their future contracts. Here's what I think. I think there's two different things. I think if they go into Minnesota and McCaffrey's not 100% or
I get that
Achilles barking, no fine, play. Hold him out. But if Debo Samuel can go and Ayuk can go and Mason can go,
right,
then you use them however much you feel like you need to use them to win the game against the Vikings. Right. And if that means Debo Samuel's got to carry 10 times right. on Sunday, I think you got to do it. And I think Kyle will.
Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer.
JT is in SJ. That's San Jose.
Let's go, baby.
Hey, what's up, JT?
Let's get it.
Thank you.
Listen
to
me.
You know what? Much, but not much, man. I'm excited as hell. You know, this is exciting to see. But, you know, honestly, when you start looking, we got depth there. Use Debo as a decoy anyway. You see him out there. My thing is, if we use him more as a decoy, you'd have had so many openings in the secondary because that's just what he's going to bring if you have him behind the line of scrimmage. Everybody knows if he's behind the line, he's going to get the ball. 9 out of 10 times, he might be able to do something with it, but let me tell you, when you throw 8, 9 guys in the box, they already know what's going to happen. And then the only reason I feel bad about Mason is Kyle doesn't have trust. Once he loses trust with somebody, they'll set you aside and they'll forget about you. That's one of the things I can say about him. He's not good at, you know, bringing those guys through. Mason has a hard time catching the ball, let alone picking up blocks. So, I mean, yeah, I'm excited. Am I worried? Not too much. You know, I think our $30 million man needs to step up, though, because I'm paying for $30 million again. You better catch every ball that comes your way.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Thanks, JT. Appreciate it. That drop will be forgotten.
Yeah, I'm excited about I'm excited about the IU scoreboard because it's there, and it's right now, Stoney. How long, if you're not now in shape, and Monday looked like there was some rust, no harm, no foul, but imagine had that catch been in the fourth quarter on 4th and 8, and Ayuk's on the field, so when you're on the field, we expect you to be yourself, and you drop that. So it's exciting for me, because I'm rooting for him, Stoney, but I'm being real. Is he going to have a Bosa version of his career year because he missed camp? Like, I'm kind of deranged with that thought, that yeah, mindset, but it's reality.
He's a receiver.
But all right.
Please.
All right, but there
please.
Was some rust.
Okay, drop the ball.
Well.
Okay, South drop Garner. Two. Okay, I'll tell you right now, I'll take the under on 34 drops.
Well, yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying. First game. Here's what bothers me. This bothers
Trent
me.
Trent Williams getting
I can't
paid.
Stand this. Let me think. I forgot what I was going to say. We got Ross Tucker coming up in 5 minutes.
This what? It's got to be somebody getting paid bothers you.
No, not at all.
Hater.
Not at all.
Come on now. I'm going to help you.
Here's what I can't stand.
Yeah.
And you just did it.
Well,
if Ayuk misses training camp, you know what? He's probably going to get off to a slow start. Then he gets off to a slow start, and people go, uh-oh, he's off to a slow start.
Okay.
You're the same guy who said he was going to get off to a slow start because he missed training camp. This is a slow start.
Right, but I'm just real quick. He could control that. And had he caught those balls, and I know he's not going to catch everyone his way, I'm just like, okay, now there's no McCaffrey going into Minnesota. It was the same thing going to the Jets, but Stoney, it's different. Every defense and Flores is going to present different problems. I'm not saying the Vikings got the Jets defense, but there's going to come a time where, you know, drops matter. You got to, we're paying you $30 million, and I'm curious just to see how long this goes till it's nothing, and it may be nothing now, partner.
Well,
we come in here Monday and there's three more drops from Ayuk. It's like, dude, what week before we can expect a real Ayuk to return?
Hold on a sec. If he catches 8 balls against the Vikings.
Well, no.
And then the next day, the next game, he drops one. Are you going to say, still not bad?
You work with
and then what happens if he drops one in week 11?
No, man. 8 catches, Steiny.
He never has 8 catches.
Well, that's pretty funny. I was looking at that.
I mean, how many?
4.5 is embedded in my mind.
Exactly.
If that was his average, you pointed out.
Exactly. Tell him, Steiny, these Niner fans are delusional. Some of them. Small percentage of them, not all of them. Most Niner fans have their finger on the pulse.
Yeah, I'm looking at the schedule, study, and
I only look one game ahead.
All right. Well, after that, okay, I got you. I won't even do it because they got the Rams after the Vikings.
Oh, that's on turf.
Oh, that's interesting. See, but this
can't play them on turf.
This game is also on turf.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say it wasn't.
This one, I'm assuming he's out. There's no way he's playing. We don't even need the whole dog and pony show of you think he's going to play. It would be negligence, right, Steiny?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Wow, man.
How do we know if it's negligence?
I mean, man, the turf is undefeated sometimes, you know? And if you got a guy's Achilles barking and
sit him out on turf. Let him play 7 games this year.
I'm not saying that, but I guess I am saying that. Just be careful, partner.
Oh, okay. Though, you know what?
Because there are analytics to medicine. Give me that.
How about this?
Beautiful.
You said
analytics to medicine.
Just take it easy. In every other sport, what do we say? Well, you know, if you're not going 100%, then that's when you get hurt.
Right.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, you're going to get hurt if you put these guys out in the field, and you need to protect them. If they're on the field, they got to play football.
But remember the parade of doctors when Bosa wrecked his knee, tore his knee up on the turf in New York. Get rid of turf. Like, that
you
was a thing.
You can't prevent that.
Wow. And I'm agreeing with you in regard, you can't prevent injuries.
When do we get Tucker in here? We're going to get Tucker in here, and I'm gonna get him on you right off the bat.
Just don't bring up PA.
Well, he's calling from a 610, which is probably Harrisburg. Ross Tucker. Let me tell you. Hey, on the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise Mayo. Game day be delicious. Oh, yeah. What's up, Ross?
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
All right.
Well, guru's all worried already.
Dude is missing my words.
Christian McCaffrey, got to hold him out 3 months. He's all worried about McCaffrey. I told him, Ross, Jordan Mason's better, right?
Oh, my gosh. You're going to go better, Steiny?
He's trolling, Ross. You know who he is and what he's about. He's trolling.
Better's a stretch for sure. But I will say this. I do think that they will be extremely cautious.
Yeah.
With McCaffrey's, whatever it is, Achilles tendonitis or whatever they're calling it, they're going to be very, very, very careful with that thing because obviously they know where they're going. They're going to the playoffs, and their best chance to win the Super Bowl this year is if McCaffrey's 100%. So it'll be interesting to see when he actually comes back, and then when he does come back, exactly what his usage will be like, right? Yeah. Because especially now, that Jordan Mason is showing he can do it at a pretty darn high level, you would think that they wouldn't, you know, put quite as much on Christian as they did last year.
Yeah, Ross, it's great to have you back. We were at the game Monday night when the news broke that there would be no McCaffrey. I'm a guy that bought the Jet Kool-Aid, Aaron Rodgers. I know it's one game, but were you shocked that the Niners were able to physically dominate on both sides of the ball and Mason had the game he had against Robert Saleh and the Jets?
I don't know if I'll go shocked, but surprised for sure. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's just so Jets, right? I mean, they finally get a quarterback playing at a pretty high level for them. And we can debate, you know, just how high the level was, right? I mean, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers will be a top five guy this year or top 10, but he certainly played like a top 15 guy the other night. And the Jets haven't had that in a long, long time. So, of course, right when they get a quarterback playing at a top 10 level, their defense drops off, can't stop the run, can't get after the quarterback, which has to be highly, highly discouraging. Because obviously the GM, Joe Douglas, the head coach, Robert Saleh, know that it's now or never for them with the Jets, which it makes it even more confusing as to why they haven't gotten a deal done with Hassan Reddick yet. I mean, hey, guys, it's not your money, and you kind of need to make sure you win this year or you're gone. It almost makes you wonder if potentially, you know, ownership is involved in this one.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop joining us. Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. So a lot of 49er fans, Ross, are concerned with having to make a deep run, and then how do you utilize kind of their skill position players? So right now the worry is, when's McCaffrey going to come back? But a lot of 49er fans are also saying, well, man, Jordan Mason just carried 28 times. Obviously, we can't do that every week. They're also seeing Deebo Samuel return some kicks and carry the ball 8 times. And they're saying, well, we got to be careful about Deebo Samuel and maybe using him too much. How much does that even factor into a coach's game plan? I mean, can you coach the way you want to coach in the NFL if you're worried about how you're utilizing players and how many touches they have?
Yeah, you know, I think they are generally aware of it, and they go into a game, you know, not wanting to give so-and-so, you know, sometimes they go into a game wanting to get so-and-so a certain amount of touches. Other times they go in not wanting to overuse a guy. In my experience, that sounds great Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Hey. And then the game actually starts, and it's a close game, and they want to win, and that stuff all kind of goes out the window. I mean, I've seen it so many times in my time as a player where, you know, they have a plan to try to keep certain guys on a pitch count, and then you get to the fourth quarter, and nobody's talking about the pitch count anymore. You know, it's like they just win that game. It happens with D linemen and pass rushers and running backs. I mean, it's just the way it kind of is, which is why I do think they need to try to get some other guys involved, especially at running back, while McCaffrey's out. Because what happens if Mason goes down?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you want to make sure that you know, he's healthy and he can carry the load for a while, because they might want to ease McCaffrey back in when he's healthy.
Hey, Ross, I'm so locked into this season and every game, not trying to, you know, look down the road. But Steiny, about a month and a half ago, 6 weeks ago, said, you know what? I'd like to see Brock without some of the weaponry in regard to his contract status. And lo and behold, the football gods take a McCaffrey away. Were you more impressed with Brock Purdy's performance without McCaffrey? Can you talk to us about what you saw from him? Because I was worried about it, and he just went out there and looked like the same old Brock Purdy.
Yeah, and in fairness, I mean, when they're running the ball that effectively, boy, it makes things so much easier for any quarterback, including Purdy, right? I mean, the play-action stuff, the bootleg stuff, that's the whole idea, right? Like, that's not a knock on Purdy. That's a compliment for Kyle that the plays all complement each other. And so he's able to, obviously, pretty effectively, be able to manage the offense and operate it at a high level. As long as they can run the ball, you know, it should be relatively easy. I don't want to say easy, but the degree of difficulty for Purdy should not be real high if they're running the ball that effectively. That's the whole idea. I mean, it's why, look at the numbers that certain quarterbacks have put up in Shanahan-style offense over the years, right? I mean, Matt Schaub was like a perennial Pro Bowler, with Kubiak and Kyle, and Matt Ryan won an MVP with Kyle. I mean, that's kind of the deal. If you can operate his offense at a high level, he's probably going to be able to put you in a really, really good position for success.
Ross Tucker joining us on 95.7 The Game. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Let me ask you about an overall question about Kyle Shanahan, because I was thinking about this on the way in. So you're going to play without Christian McCaffrey, who many people feel is one of the best running backs in football, if not the best. And so you bring in his backup, and he rushes for 28 times and for 147 yards. Is there an element of a Shanahan offense? And I know Mason's not McCaffrey, but can he just generate yards on the ground with any running back because of this system?
No, I don't think any running back, because it's interesting. You know, they've had guys where they've moved on from them. Yeah. You know, Trey Sermon and Tyrion Davis Price. I mean, they've had third-round picks that they've moved on from after a year because they've decided or realized that's not the guy. You know, I mean, which makes you wonder, why are they even taking running backs to third-round picks anymore, right? I mean, you know, they have so much success, it feels like, without having to do that. To me, it's almost strange that they do it sometimes. But, you know, that's how they roll. But they clearly can find these undrafted guys. It's almost like when the Niners draft the running back in the third round, I'm out on him. If they draft him in the seventh round or he's undrafted, I'm in. You know, it's like, it's the strangest thing. I mean, John Lynch must be saying to Kyle, why are we ever taking running backs in the third round to cut him after a year when we find these late round or undrafted gems?
Ross, I'm not a liar. I'm weird. I own it. I heard you on the call for the Bills Cardinals. Our producer, Evan, does play-by-play for college. I don't lie. You guys are good. I, for the last 3 months, have been nervous that Brady was replacing Olsen because I thought Burkhardt and Olsen, they had something. But can you be honest with us and just share your critique of Brady? Because I'm disappointed in the sense that he wasn't bad. He knew what he was talking about, but Ross, there was no energy or personality. Talk to me.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, I did Bills Cardinals, and interestingly, I live in Central PA, so it's 4.5-hour drive, which is actually better for me than trying to fly and get back to Central PA. So I didn't watch any of Brady, not any. And so I'm actually looking forward to it because this tomorrow night, I'm doing Dolphins Bills on the radio, Westwood One. You guys are probably carrying it. And then Saturday night, I got Dion. I got Colorado State, CBS primetime, which will be awesome. But I'm bringing those up, Guru, to tell you I'm going to watch a lot of Brady on Sunday.
Okay.
And I'll be able to tell you more after I watch that. I've obviously seen the report.
Yes.
And the social media. I got to tell you, I got at least 10 text messages from people saying to me, this isn't my opinion, I didn't watch it, but 10 messages from people, buddies of mine, friends, family, whatever, saying, well, I found one thing you're better than Brady at.
we got a grading system here. We'll give that a 4.
Yeah. I'll take it. I'm sure he'll be better than me in no time, but I'll take it. I will say this. You know, my first game was Yale Penn, you know, on the Yes Network. I'm glad there wasn't 20 million people watching or whatever, because I'm sure I wouldn't have gotten rave reviews either. So, yeah, it's kind of part of the issue of putting spots.
Was that game at the Yale Bowl or at Franklin Field?
It was at Franklin Field, and it was my first time ever doing a game on TV. And, guys, it went to triple overtime. I was hooked.
I was like, this is awesome. I love doing games.
Hey, real quick, Ross, let's just stick to the NFC. Eagles, Cowboys, Packers, Lions, Rams. Those are a lot of the teams that are said to be atop that division, atop the conference, along with the Niners. Which of those teams, if any, stuck out to you in week one?
Well, I would say, the Packers are in trouble for as long as Jordan Love's out, and that might really, really, hurt their chances. But I would say the teams that stuck out are actually the Eagles and the Cowboys for kind of different reasons, right? I mean, the Cowboys went to Cleveland and totally dominated those guys. I mean, that was super impressive by the Cowboys. I thought they were taking a step back at a number of spots, and they went out and dominated both sides of the ball. So I thought that was highly encouraging if you're a Cowboys fan like Guru. And then for the Eagles, here's what's crazy about the Eagles. Jalen Hurts, and they had two turnovers inside their own 20. He threw a pick in the end zone. So he gave the Packers points twice. He took points off the board once, and the Eagles still won. So that's the part that if you're an Eagles fan or if you're a Niners fan, you're like, whoa, to have three horrendous turnovers like that and the Eagles still won, that's pretty encouraging if you're an Eagles fan.
I'll leave you with this, and we know you're busy. Deshaun Watson, I thought he was gross. I don't know what's going on, but I've been rooting for him, as crazy as that sounds. But what are your thoughts, man? What's happened to his game, and is he going to get it back?
I doubt it. I mean, at this point, I'd be surprised, right? It's been, what, 4 years since he played well? Since he played at a high level? And then last year, he had two separate injuries on his throwing shoulder? That seems pretty unlikely now, doesn't it? I mean, it's possible, but I would be surprised.
Hey, Ross.
Appreciate it, man.
Loving it, buddy. Looking forward to talking to you this year, and have a great rest of the week.
And help Dion out, too, Ross. He needs it, man.
That atmosphere is going to be crazy. It's at Colorado State for the first time since 1996. They say it's going to be the biggest event in the history of the town. I can't wait.
Where is that? Colorado Springs? Colorado Springs?
Fort Collins, Colorado. All right. Air Force.
That's right. All right, Ross. Thanks. Appreciate it. That was NFL Odyssey Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. And of course, he came to us courtesy of the River Islands guest line.
Yeah.
The River Islands guest line.
Who can promote
Discover
like
the
Moss.
Islands in Lathrop. By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. It's too bad he said the Cowboys.
Why'd you say that?
Well, I'll tell you why. Is because the NFC, we all know it revolves around the San Francisco 49ers. But there are contenders, the Eagles, the Cowboys.
Who have a Niner problem.
The problem is, and the issue is, and I was telling Evan this, and I think you overheard it before the show, is, unfortunately, we just can't have an objective conversation about the Cowboys.
And I threw my coffee mug. You can have the most objective. They have a Niner problem.
Yeah.
And I'm not, come on now. Hey, Zimmer is great. He's disguising the defense. Like, wow. But Dak against the Niners is their Achilles heel. And
I guess
just where I'm at with it.
Yeah, and that's fair. That's fair.
Jimmy beat him in the playoffs. They beat them 50-something to whatever it was last year on Sunday night. And then they beat them in the playoffs here when Dak threw the game away. Sorry, bud.
But just trust me that it's no fun when we talk about the Cowboys and you're always like, we can't beat the Niners.
But what's to talk about when you lose to the Packers when you're losing 27-0 at home?
We can't beat the 49ers.
Don't bury the lead. That dude's a commercial. He can plug with the best of them, Scotty.
Now, to give Ross his credit,
what did he plug?
Plug in everything he was doing, the games. And
oh, yeah, the games.
He can do it all, podcast.
Yeah.
And he has a way to do it.
He's a pro.
Yeah, there it is.
Boy. Stop getting on Brady. He was good. I watched the whole game.
Well, Steiny, it was 1st and 10, and Dak's a pretty good quarterback.
Well, you like that fussle. And Deshaun you like that Watson, fake hustle.
He throws it in the flat, and yeah, there's a touchdown. Steiny. Yeah. We'll be back.
That was horrible. He doesn't say we'll be back. That's the play-by-play guy.
Well, yeah, come on, I'm being drama. Come on, now.
Let's go to Nick in Berkeley. Hey,
it's
Nick,
first
how you
time,
doing,
Jim?
Hey,
Nick.
So, yeah. So after the game, Shanahan,
I love
was like,
Nick.
Oh yeah, we ran Mason for the last 2 years. I'm like, no, you did not, bro.
Hey.
Stop that.
Don't try to take
Mason's hype. And Guru. Man, Dak, every time he plays the Niners, he turns into Jimmy Garoppolo and throws some weird passes. Every time, yeah. Bro. It's iconic. And it was so funny. Like, where is Aaron Rodgers right now? What is he doing?
Wow.
Like,
he's quarterback in the Jets.
He quit. He quit at halftime, bro.
Oh, please.
Oh, wow.
He did. He went all the way to South America to take psychedelics and still didn't get his mind right when he plays the Niners.
Oh, no, look at my man, Nick. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's up. Hey, one game at a time. One down, 19 to go.
Look at Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
I like Nick. He calls a roast, too.
Yeah.
And afternoons.
Come on, Nick. We should put a limit on some callers. Make sure you hang up on him when I start talking about him.
He said he quit. That's
please hang up on Nick. Because
no limit, Stiny. No limit.
No, please hang up on Nick because I want to rip him, but I don't want him to still be on the line. Cut him off, Spadone.
Well. Boy, I could do a case study on Dion. That thing is
would it be
what does Priest say? It's rotten from the head up. Dude, it is. He is just.
And it's interesting.
Do your job.
I think it's interesting, Evan.
Take the sunglasses off. How about you, coach?
You're exactly like Deion Sanders, my man.
No, seriously, that hurts.
Well, you are.
Please.
Do you wear sunglasses inside?
I have.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right. Are you arrogant?
Ask the guys in your back.
You're super religious. You're going to mass 4 times a week
like
him.
They asked him about the coach beating him. He goes, I'll lose to the man that loves God. As long as that coach loves. Oh. No, we're not talking about that. What is going on with your team? You can't block. You got the portal.
How about this? No shader, but their quarterback stinks.
Who I thought was about to be Dan Marino.
Of course.
Let me stop.
You should. He's a good coach.
No. Anytime a black man criticizes a black man, I'm a sellout. I can't give you my real thoughts on the Tyreek Hill video.
I can't speak to that. I won't speak to that.
Oh, boy.
By the way, it's official. All the fantasy numbers have been computed. I have the 3rd leading scoring team in the league.
Why are you begging, Benny? Shout out Spadone. Mm-hmm. Benny, why are you begging? You lost.
It's just facts. I'm a journalist. I deal in facts.
You're 0-1.
You're right.
That's the fact.
And I have an offensive machine.
For one week.
I just happened to run into a team that was just a little hotter.
All right. Who you got this week?
I have no idea.
What starts tomorrow?
Who? Miami? I don't have anybody.
Bills.
And Buffalo? I don't have anybody. Uh-huh. Although I used to have that guy, K-Met.
Look at him. K-Met. Oh.
All right.
I just picked him up.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Who's he playing for now?
Bills.
Is he still in the Bills?
Yeah.
All right.
Look at Spadone get the chicken. Fact check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told Spadone my daughter was at Finland, England yesterday, soccer game.
Oh, wow.
The UEFA Cup.
Well, that's UEFA. An experience, I have to imagine.
I believe it was at Wembley Stadium. I think.
And you knew the stadium Ross was talking about his debut?
Oh, Franklin Field?
Franklin Field.
Oh, good. Let me tell you about Franklin Field.
Pasadena Field in Washington, in Fremont, Washington.
So Franklin Field is the home to the University of Pennsylvania. By the way, not to be confused with Penn State.
The Quakers.
There you go. Ivy League school. Mm-hmm. A lot of people out here think that Penn and Penn State are the same school. They're not. Penn State, of course, in State College, Pennsylvania. State College. which is right in the middle of Pennsylvania.
Happy Valley.
The universe, that's what it's called, yes. The University of Pennsylvania is in the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia.
Mm.
But now, what you may be more familiar with as it relates to Franklin Field is an event called the Penn Relays.
Have you ever heard that?
You've never heard of the Penn Relays?
No.
Evan, have you ever heard? Okay, Ken?
Kenny!
Oh, my God. It's only the most famous track meet this side of the Milrose
Games.
If
I were your program director, I would fine you every time you make a reference
to
Pennsylvania high school.
It's not high school. It's college in your face. Mm-hmm.
D-Lew, don't write that. Philly is a dump. We're in California. We can't, yeah.
What are you looking at?
Nothing.
Oh, no. Hey, Evan, is that game live? Is that game right there live?
Why do you poison me? Evan? Because it's
I'm not asking him to make a judgment. Is that game live?
Yeah, it is.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, neighbor has a run line.
I do have a slight distraction for you. Did you hear Steiny's question to Ross Tucker?
All I know, Evan, is it was long, but nobody would. All I do is get the clock.
Tick tock, tick tock.
Oh my God,
Steiny.
How many seconds?
I got you on a 47-second question, Ross Tucker.
No chance.
No chance.
By the way, that did not include the read you had to do before the question.
47 seconds.
It didn't include the question.
Yeah, but don't you? Oh my God.
Oh,
don't you get radio?
Yes, I do.
Do you not get radio?
Oh, now here's an explanation.
Once I do the read,
okay,
then I have to set up the. I can't just do the read and be like, "Hey, Ross, you like the Eagles?" No, I have to be like.
Well, it wasn't about the Eagles.
Hold on, I have to be like.
We can play the question.
It's called
asking
we're not
gonna
a do question.
That.
Yeah,
no,
yes,
we're not
we
doing
are.
That.
The
we
debut
we're not doing
of
that.
The clock.
So
on
I gotta
Steiny.
Go. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise.
Okay.
You can pick it up at Kroger's, Walmart, any grocery store. It's gonna add a creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. All right, getting back to Ross Tucker. Ross, like that's 6 seconds right
but
there.
But that ain't when the clock starts.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
that's how we start.
We'll hear it when we get back.
No, we won't.
I have heard you do many seamless transitions from reads before. You are better at them than you think, but this was not your best moment.
Look at him. You're on the clock, bud.
The reason the question was a little bit longer is because Tucker's...
A little bit?
47!
Tucker's connection was terrible. And so I felt like, you know what, Steiny? Take some pressure off your fellow Berks County native, okay? Because people don't want to hear that...
Some say it was 90.
Time for the legal.
Hey, Trump, some are saying.
God.
Some are saying. And by the way,
talk about that.
And by the
Evan
way,
is a gym.
Put this in your pipe and smoke it. K-Mets on the Bears. Not on the Bills.
I've been having a good day, too. Happy Valley.
Yeah, you've only
Quakers.
Made three mistakes.
Well, there's a Cole Kmet on the Bears.
That's who I meant.
Yeah, right. I'm
Is there
right.
another Kmet?
No, I got my guy on the Bills.
Who?
Ferguson got hurt, the tight end for
are
Dallas.
Are there two Kmets?
No, Kincaid's on the Bills.
Thank you.
To who?
You.
I don't know.
Well, Kmet doesn't exist.
We just want to hear the clock, but when we get back, that's great. 47
clock,
of
clock,
them.
Clock, 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 clock.
This is going to hurt
clock,
me.
Clock, clock, clock.
That is great.
Ferguson, no Ferguson either on the Bills, Goo.
On Dallas.
He's on Dallas.
That's my guy who got hurt.
Guru. Get Stop. In no. the game.
No. You're trying to deflect.
You know it.
Yeah.
6-5-0, I felt Tom Brady did a great job. Of all the games to be assigned to, the game was absolutely done and boring before the end of the first quarter. It was his first game. Guru, let's give him a few more games.
It's not about.
I agree.
See, that's. I can watch the
right
worst game with the best commentators like Evan. And I'm telling you, Bills, Cardinals, Ross is good. I mean, that's not a shock, Steiny. He's got a personality. Boom, bam, John Madden.
Oh, yeah.
Bang. So
oh,
you come around
oh, boy,
got,
he didn't copy
no,
that.
No, it ain't about where you got
no,
it.
Ross
from.
Is an original. Boom.
It's not.
Kapow.
Hey, welcome to Sunday school. Please turn your Bible to page 8.
Right. You know why?
Give me something.
Yeah. You're all about emotions. You could have never played for Bill Walsh.
He's brawny of broadcasters.
You could have never played for Bill Walsh.
The great Bill Walsh.
I need Dan Campbell to motivate me. That's right, because you're not a professional.
I don't like Danny. Too aggressive. Look at me.
Now he's too aggressive.
Look at my coach. Not how Tom Landry did it.
Guru criticizing Antonio Pierce for not going on in
fourth
and 16.
Stop.
But all right. On the other side,
your question.
No,
We will fight.
I'll walk.
We're playing that bad.
On the other side, I'm walking. What's coming up next on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment also brought to you by Life Source Water Systems.